Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Where are we? When are we?
We're descending toward Hill Valley, California. At 4:29 p.m. on Wednesday, October 21st, 2015.
2015? You mean we're in the future?
That's right. The future is now. The future is here. Tomorrow is the day that Doc and Marty are officially scheduled to arrive. You know, when you first encountered Back to the Future back in the 80s, where do you think you'd be in 2015? Well, little did any of us know that Discorder magazine would still be surviving, let alone thriving, and have their very own radio show. This is Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9. The future is now. In a very futuristic fashion, we are breaking new ground today by having our first ever non-acoustic performance live at our brand new studios here at The Nest. And we're very proud to welcome to the show from right here in Vancouver, BC, we have Justice and Alex from Mesa Luna here to perform a live set. So without further ado, here they are, Mesa Luna, live, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
We'll be right back.
Hey guys, you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9, a live broadcast, Mesa Luna, live in studio here at the Nest at UBC. Put on a live performance for us, exclusively on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, shutting down live. Live in studio, live on Discord Radio, live on CITR. Great job. That was Mesa Luna from the Shutting Down 7-inch released last year. And they did the opposite. They had the opposite effect. Instead of shutting down, they lit up the courtyard here at the Nest as we had a bunch of... CITR staff, namely Madeline, Eleanor, Nash, and Brenda, dancing their little pants off right in front of the CITR studio. Nice job, ladies. More importantly, nice job, Mesa Luna. They are going to be joining us live in studio in a moment for a chat. Here they are. Nice job, guys. Wow. Amazing. Justice and Alex, fresh off of a killer performance. You guys are glistening.
That was fun.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Wow. This is live radio here. We got Justice and Alex from Mesa Luna. Literally less than a minute ago, just finished playing a killer, what, 5 or 6 song set.
I'm getting sweat all over your headphones.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, instead of sweaty, I'd say you guys look more like you're glistening. You got a nice, healthy glow. Nice. Great job, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thanks for being here. No, you guys don't look like two, quote-unquote, lonely bedroom producers, as the self-proclaimed tag goes.
We're lonely.
Looks can be deceiving.
But you found each other to curb the loneliness.
I guess so. Although we don't actually, like, hang out 24/7 neither. I think we, like...
We just listen to each other's music.
Yeah.
You know, when we're falling asleep, and it's like, he's still there. He still cares.
Nice. Well, I think you guys spend some time living together. I want to get into that in a second. But first of all, tell me a bit about your individual musical backgrounds. Justice, I'll start with you.
I just started playing in like indie rock bands and stuff from high school. And yeah, I kind of just came from a background of like, you know, pop songs and just more like guitar, like strokesy
nice.
Stuff. I don't know. That's like the bands I was into, like, you know, even like Libertine, Strokes, like Tokyo Police Club and stuff when I was in like high school, you know? And
yeah, we've played all three of those bands here on Discord Radio, so we're very well familiar.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I mean, at the same time, like, I'm also into like a lot of electronic music too, and like, I don't know, just music that I'm probably more of like a music fan than I am like a musician.
Nice. Well, it looks like you're both today based on this performance. Yeah, and actually, I read that you said you were comfortable with just becoming, you were thinking you'd be more involved in the production side than the musical, than the actual performance side. So then I guess you met Alex, and how did things change for you guys?
I think I just got excited. I, you know, was out of playing like bands with like 5 people and stuff all the time, 4 or 5 people, and I just kind of got tired of that dynamic of making your like first album with, you know, a band for the first time, and then you're out touring and like you haven't even given yourself 5 minutes to, you know, work on developing your music or anything. It's just we've just been like taking it like really slow and just, you know, chilling around Vancouver and playing shows when we can, and you know, we're not like emailing every promoter across Canada and the U.S. being like, hey, can we get a gig? It's just like, you know, it's nice when people ask us to play, and we've just kind of been
It's nice when the phone's ringing for you instead of you having to make the calls, in other words.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's a more natural, relaxing way of going about it, because it's like, I don't know, I feel like too many bands start out and they finish one thing and they're so excited about it, and then they just forget about making music, and then they're just kind of lost in that, you know, gauntlet of shows and all the stuff that comes with it. And I don't know, I feel like Justice and I, like he said, I think we're both like more music fans than musicians, so it's like there's so many different kinds of music that are in here in the brain, and we need time to figure it out and get it out there before we, you know, get too busy.
Nice.
With shows.
Nice. Well, tell me a bit about how this fateful meeting of the minds came about.
I work at JJ Bean Coffee Shop.
Nice.
So
which one?
Just I work on Granville Island now, which is pretty fun.
Mesa Luna fans, take note. One of your shifts.
lots of deals going down in the market. It's a lot of fun.
Nice.
There's a lot of really great people who work there. Anyways, we met just at the JJ Bean on Main Street when I was working there, and it was through a friend. My friend Ben Mott was like, hey, you guys are sort of into like the same sort of music, and I'd seen Alex for like 8 months or something and just like served him Americanos and we never like talked. And then finally, like, somebody was like, you guys should play music together. And then we were sort of like, hey.
Yeah. Do you remember what your first line to me was? It was like, I'm looking from the Johnny Greenwood to my Tom York. Like, okay.
I will say I regret that statement right away.
Because I bring it up every time.
Yeah, I definitely regret saying that. And
it's precious.
But yeah, I was looking for a musical buddy.
And you found one.
Yeah.
Musical buddy that turned into a roommate at one point. Is that correct?
Yeah, a roommate.
For a hot minute.
Yeah, I'd like just broken, you know, had a relationship end, and I was like looking for a new spot, and you know, a room was available at his place, and so I just moved in there, and it was like
fertile times for songwriting, heartbreak, and
yeah,
heartbreak and East Van.
Yeah,
perfect. Now, you guys also, I was reading, there's a great article written about you guys in the last month, in September issue of Discorder. And it was talking about your respective production comfort zones. Can you guys talk about the evolution beyond that respective production comfort zone?
To be honest, I don't really like being comfortable making music. I don't like when I'm like knowing what I'm doing. So, I mean, I think that's probably where Justice was trying to get to as well. Just somewhere new, like, just to keep it interesting and exciting, you know, for us. And I feel like people are, you know, get tired of hearing the same bands over and over. So
I also think that's why we like the idea of doing some EPs and stuff is like, you know, especially with production, like there's so many, I don't know, little things you can do and things you can base like a small amount of work around without getting too bored of it or tired of it, and it feels like really fresh. So I mean, that happens so often with us. We'll make a few songs and then just sort of bounce to like another realm for some reason or another. So at the moment we're just trying to like get songs together that sort of work and like release them as like smaller things. That way we can just sort of jump in and out of, you know, things we're experimenting with.
Excellent. Well, you have an EP release coming up this Friday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I believe the show is going to be at the Lido on Friday night. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. I would have been there anyway, with or without the show.
Just hanging out, having a couple of drinks.
Yeah, the Lido's great.
It is a great little venue, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the show is free. Is that correct as well?
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Amazing.
It's free. And we're going to have our tape there, our 5-song EP. Yeah. Alex is putting them together, and they look really great.
Dig out your Walkmans, everybody.
Yeah.
Nice. The brand new EP, of course, it's only 3 days away. It's been quite a while in the making. What's going through your minds as, you know, you're now playing here, not only here today on CITR, but you've got a show coming up next week with Gang Sign. So lots is happening now that you put a lot of time and effort into the record, and now you're actually getting a chance to play some shows and showcase what you've been doing for the last little while. What's going through your minds?
Well, the funny thing is I think we've been sitting on these songs for a little while, that now we've got kind of a fresh batch of songs. So I think both of us are, I mean, we're really happy with the songs that we've got in our EP, but we're also really excited to just unveil a few new ideas at these shows as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Yeah. Okay, guys, look.
Pushing ahead.
Yeah. Well, if you guys want to check it out, it's at the Lido Friday night. Free. Can't argue with free. And can't argue with great sound of music. Thanks again for joining us here today at Discorder Radio.
Thanks for having us.
For sure.
And we wish you guys best of luck the rest of the way and look forward to seeing you on Friday night. If you can't by chance make it to the Lido on Friday night, there's another show happening at the Hindenburg featuring a bunch of bands, including Dirty Spells, Invasive Twin Crystals, and these guys featured on the cover of Discorder magazine this month. It is brand new War Baby. The album is Death Sweats. The track is No Generation. And you listen to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. We'll be right back.
Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR.
City Records presents Dataplan, Summering, and Aura Kogan live in the Planetarium October 22nd, an evening of incredible psychedelic art rock and psych folk featuring large-scale celestial projections choreographed by guest video artists Matt Crisco, Jared Brandel, Mohammed Ali Sharar, and Colin Elder, located at HR McMillan Space Center. Tickets available at eventbrite.ca, Zulu, Red Cat, and Dandelion Records. Doors at 8.
CITR's 30-year-old annual band competition, promoting new local bands and providing great prizes. Shindig is starting now with finals happening in February at Pat's Pub and Brewhouse at 403 East Hastings. So come check out the talent while they compete to win studio time, features in Discorder magazine, music industry consultations, and more, while you enjoy locally made beer, pool, and a great stage. CITR DJs will spin after the bands. Shindig Night 1 is happening this Tuesday, October 20th, featuring Gun Control, the new National Film Board of Canada, and Peach Pit. Covers $5 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 Invasives. That was the track Prowler. Nice little three-pack there that included Dirty Spells with Hyperbole and War Baby with the brand new video from their brand new album, Death Sweats. Death Sweats comes out this Friday. Thanks, by the way, once again to Mesa Luna, Justice, and Alex. We're in here for a live chat in studio and about a 25-minute live in-studio performance. So it's been a jam-packed show thus far. We still got another 18 minutes or so to go. And part of the reason we played that three-pack after Mesa Luna was because they are all part of an event happening this Friday at the Hindenburg. It's officially known as the War Baby Death Sweats Album Release Party. It all gets underway at 8 o'clock p.m., at everybody's favorite venue, the Hindenburg, on West 23 West Cordova, downtown Vancouver, along with War Baby, we will be seeing Twin Crystals, Hole in My Head, 42, and the two bands you heard after War Baby there, which was Invasives and Dirty Spells. And once again, War Baby, by the way, is on the cover this month of Discorder Magazine, the October edition. It is October. Halloween's coming up. We're going to talk more about the Halloween tribute show coming up at the Cobalt, but we're going to play a band right now that is playing with our good friends Mesa Luna in about 2 weeks' time at the Imperial, November 5th. So the guys that you, if you can't make it to their free show this Friday at the Lido because you're going to the Hindenburg, well, you can check them out next Friday, November 5th, or sorry, two Fridays from now, November 5th, at the Imperial with Gang Signs. So without further ado, we are going to play some Gang Signs right about now. They played the had a little art party release show a couple weeks back, and this was kind of an anticipation of this show happening on November 5th at the Imperial. This is So Long, Gang Signs, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
There's no reason, there's no rhyme. There's no reason, there's no rhyme. Why I've done this crime, crime, this crime, this crime. I broke his heart, I made him cry. I left him lonely in the middle of the night. He watched me go. Tears in his eyes, asking, baby, oh baby, why? But there's no reason, there's no rhyme. There's no reason, there's no rhyme. Why I've done this crime, crime, this crime, this crime.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That is Anne Emberlein making her Discorder Radio and CITR debut. That was a track called There's No Reason. Her EP was released today, October 20th. And kind of funny, we heard Chersey doing a station ID in there. I actually had the pleasure of meeting Anne Emberlein with Chersey randomly last week, just hanging out at Main and Broadway, the Fresh Slice there. It's a real happening spot. There's always lots of friendly faces walking by. So I said hi to Chersey. She introduced me to Anne. Anne says, oh, I'm a up-and-coming Vancouver artist. I got this brand new EP coming out next week. I'm like, well, really? We get this little thing called Discord Radio. We like to help out up-and-coming artists. Yada, yada, yada. The connection was made. And just like that, there you go. Anne Emberlein with her the lead track to her brand new EP. There's No Reason. There you go, right there. And what's also quite interesting about what she's doing with this EP is that she's planning on making a video for each song for this EP, super DIY, shooting it only on her iPhone. She likes the working constraints of only, you know, doing only having an iPhone, very limited editing capacity. But her plan is for every song on the EP, all six of them, to release one video a month in honor of it. So there you go, Anne Emberlein. There's No Reason. And before that, we heard Gang Signs, So Long. Gaines Hines will be playing with Mesa Luna. Mesa Luna, who, of course, put on a great five-song set. Thanks again to Justice and Alex, who are just leaving the studio now for a great live set today. And once again, you can hear them with Gang Signs November 5th at the Imperial, or free on Friday night at the Lido. Okay, speaking of Friday, we are about 10 days away from the big Come Friday Halloween special. Last week, we had Trevor Risk from Sunshine come in and talk about some of the bands that are playing. We've been doing this for the last couple of years, where we get local Vancouver artists to cover more notable names of the past. Last week, we played a little bit of Sex with Strangers. They are going to be going as Duran Duran next Friday at the Cobalt. And then another band playing next Friday is going to be these guys, the Flintettes. We're going to play some Flintettes right now, and then later in the show, we're going to play the band that they are covering. But in the meantime, this is the Flintettes, and we are playing the track What Was One, Flintettes. Okay, we're going to play the track Open Your Eyes. I guess I open my eyes and see which track we're playing after all. Flintettes on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Yo, what's up? You're hearing my voice right now. This is Prevail from Swollen Members. When I'm rocking my motherfucking Tivoli, Henry Kloss, Model 1 radio up in the kitchen, my dial never changes from 101.9 CITR, and I live on 7th and ooh!
We are back on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Gun Control making their Discord Radio debut. Jimmy and Janice was the track. And prior to that, we heard the Flintettes. We'll talk about the Flintettes in a second. Let's go back to Gun Control. They're playing tonight along with Peach Pit and the new National Film Board of Canada. Yep, those are the three bands that are playing as part of tonight's Shindig. Yes, Shindig 2015. It's back. It started a little bit later this year, but nonetheless, it starts later. It's going to go a little bit later. Every Tuesday from now until December, and then we're going to get into some finals action happening for Fridays in the wintertime. It's all going to wrap up. I think the finals are going to go on Friday, February the 4th. But yeah, so over the next 13 weeks, next 13 Tuesdays, we're going to have a bunch of different Vancouver bands battling it out in what is basically CITR's Battle of the Bands competition. And once again, you heard Gun Control right there, and they're taking on the new National Film Board of Canada and Peach Pit. It all happens tonight at Pat's Pub. Yeah, Pat's Pub, the brand new Shindig location for the 2015-2016 season. Okay, we're just about out of time. Matt Muse, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Yes, it was another technically challenging show, but you rose to the occasion. We had Mesa Luna in here. Thanks to those guys, Alex and Justice, for coming in and performing an unprecedented five-song live set. The first time we've done it here at Discord Radio. And thanks to all of you listeners of Discord Radio. Stay tuned, of course, every Tuesday right here at 5 o'clock for all your indie Vancouver indie music needs. And we're going to, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Flintettes. Oh, yeah, of course, as well. We got Mike coming up next with Flex Your Head. We heard Flintettes earlier in the show. They were playing, we played them because, of course, next Friday is the Cobalt Come Friday Halloween special. Every year we've been doing this, different bands covering, different Vancouver bands covering more notable bands. And Flintettes earlier in the show, we played Open Your Eyes. They're going to be covering Buddy Holly. So we wish all of you a great rest of your day. And for those Back to Future fans, once again, well, we've got 24 hours to see if hoverboards and flying cars will actually make it in terms of Back to Future's predicted predictions based on Marty and Doc arriving tomorrow.
You can all pull your pockets out, though. You can. That's one you can make happen. You can wear your pockets out of your pants.
Yeah, how about double ties?
Maybe I'll wear one to work tomorrow just to see if anyone notices.
Maybe hydrating your food.
Could be.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's play some Buddy Holly.
Okay. I was going to say, are these things going to come true? Maybe. Or maybe not. Anyways, that is the name of this track. Buddy Holly, Maybe Baby, to close it out today on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me. It's funny, honey, you don't care. You never listen to my prayer. Maybe, baby, you will love me someday. Well, you are the one that makes me glad, and you are the one that makes me sad. When someday you want me, well, I'll be there. Wait and see. Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me. Well, you are the one that makes me glad, and you are the one that makes me sad. When someday you want me, well, I'll be there. Wait and see. Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me.
Ears. station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.